This is Trivia Friday. The number to call with your question or your answer to a question is 888-589-8840. Now, back to more Trivia Friday.
Hey, welcome back, everybody, to Trivia Friday. It's Tim, Ed, and JJ. You're listening to American Family Radio. We go back to Rick in Iowa. All right, Rick, you're on, man. Do you want to ask, answer, or both?
I'd like to do both.
Which one you want to answer?
Mozart's first name.
Okay. Here's the question. What is Mozart's first name? Mozart, the composer. And Rick, what's the answer?
Wolfgram.
Try again. That's very, very close.
You said Wolfgram?
Wolfgang.
Yeah.
Yeah,
hey! Wolfgang.
Yeah, you got it. Wolfgram
awesome.
Is a cracker.
I heard the bell.
Yeah, that's right. Well, that wasn't just, you know, from not sleeping good last night. That was actually the beloved cowbell.
You fouled it off there. The first pitch. Awesome.
Fouled it off.
And then you hit it. You squared it up.
Yeah, you got a piece of it. You know what that cowbell means?
Yes.
Well, you have won one of our brand new, newly designed Learning University T-shirts for Trivia Friday.
Pick it up next January when you drive it. when you're driving back to Florida.
No, what we'll do is we know you've got a question for us, Rick.
Yeah.
But so don't hang up. Stay on the line, and when we get through with you, we'll put you on hold. Cindy Lee Roberts will get your name and address, and we will get a T-shirt coming your direction.
Wolfgang.
Well, thanks for that T-shirt. I will wear it proudly. Yeah.
Thank you, sir.
Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart, but Wolfgang is a first name. What was his mama thinking?
Wolfgang, that was popular back in that era.
Well, his sister, Running Coyotes, Pack of Coyotes, she was... she said that she got, you know,
she was better off than her. American Indian squaw.
You know, I'm thinking it was the early hippies, that they were hippies back in that day.
Wolfgang.
His son, Wolfgang,
did a lot of psychedelic drugs back in that day, too. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, and they, you know, would drink some of that Carthaginian
With
fermented...
juice. Which you have to mix it.
Beethoven.
All right, Rick, go ahead. What do you got for
Beethoven
us?
Beethoven would dip his head in a pail of ice water before he would compose. That's true. All right.
All right. My question for you, professors, is how do the number 643 equal 2?
6, 7. Oh, wait. No, that's something different. That's something the young people.
643.
643. Dial 643. That's how you.
Now these numbers aren't available in Montana, are they, Rick?
I don't think so.
What is the? What give us the riddle again? How does 643 equal 7?
Equal 2.
Yes. How does the number 643 equal 2?
Equal 2.
Oh gosh.
So is this kind of like one of the? But well, it's like
that's
6 minus 4 would equal 2, but I don't know what the 3. I don't know.
You got to stump. This Common Core, it really is rough on us older guys. Go ahead, Rick.
I really thought you guys would answer this. It's a baseball question.
Oh, Tim should know
that. It's a double play.
The shortstop to the second to first, 6-4-3 equals 2.
Double play.
We should have got that,
We should have got it.
Rick, well, you even said right after you said he fouled one off before he squared one.
Yeah.
That's a great question.
That's great.
6-4-3. Any baseball fan should have got that.
Yeah.
6-4-3. But
so
I was
last summer we visited the movie site Field of Dreams in Dyersville, Iowa. We played catch with two of our grandsons.
Huh.
And in the gift shop, they were selling T-shirts. 6-4-3 equals 2. So that's where I got my idea.
I like that.
Ah, that is excellent.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Great question, Rick.
My wife, Melanie, is the best at those kinds of knowing what each one of the bases and all the different things, you know.
Thank you, Rick. Appreciate
Thank
it, brother.
You.
I'm going to put you on hold, Rick.
Yeah.
So don't hang up, and we'll get your information and get you a T-shirt coming.
He won the T-shirt. A lot of people would have liked to have won one, but they really are a great design. good quality, fair price, and it helps the ministry.
Where can you see the T-shirt?
That's where I was going. How could you purchase one, Ed, if somebody likes one? This is a great-looking T-shirt.
All right. This is not that I'm bitter, guys. Can you guys not learn the address, the URL for this?
Really, Ed? Really, Ed? We got 17 minutes left here.
You know how many times my wife says that?
Your feelings are hurt.
About finding something in the cabinet?
Resources.afa.net. Resources.afa.net. That's where you can go. We have all kinds of great stuff available there. This T-shirt, if you'd like to buy one, and apparently I'm the only one who knows where to find this pot of gold. But there's also there's books, there's DVDs, all kinds of great resources that you can get there for, and you help, as JJ says, you help support the ministry.
Hey, I'll tell you
what would sell out if we started offering our today's Trivia Friday popcorn.
You are absolutely right.
That's funny that you say that, because this shirt, different than the others, it's scratch and sniff. You can scratch on that popcorn thing, and you smell
fresh, buttery
popcorn. Yes, a lot of people don't know that.
Scratch and sniff.
Oh, hey, look, if you want to get with Melanie and start a support group on that kind of thing, I open the refrigerator and go, where is the nut? And Mel reach over my shoulder and touch it. It was right in front of my eyes. Or like, where is this? And I got the cabinet door open. Yeah. Same kind of thing.
My mom used to tell me, and this was me and my dad, you look with your eyes closed. And my wife has said, all men do that. All men look with their eyes closed. If it's not right there in front, I go, where is it? And she'll move the ketchup. There it is. You just might have to move something, Ed, and then you can find
it. That's, I think, all. You know, every wife is saying amen right now.
That's a pretty broad general sweep.
Yes.
At an entire sex.
Yes.
Said the man who does the ironing at his house.
That's true.
Tim takes offense to
that. I don't
need
any more. I retired from that, but I did it for like 15 years.
15?
Did you get like a gold watch or something?
I ironed almost every night.
Everybody's ironing?
He's serious about that.
Everybody's ironing or just yours?
Everybody's.
Wow.
Yes, I did.
That's actually impressive.
Paid my ironing dues.
Yes, you did. You know what he got on his retirement? One of those little irons out of the Monopoly set.
There you go.
Yeah.
It's one of those things where Allison said, surely you can do this.
We got to find something you can do.
I married you
because
I love you, but ain't no lot you're good for. Get over there behind the ironing board. See if we can work this one out. So anyway, I did become proficient.
Yeah, I guess so. If you did.
All right, who's next, Ed?
All right, we're going to go to Alabama, and Nan. Nan is on the line. Nan, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Thank you.
Now, is Nan short? Is that a nickname, or is it your proper name, or what? That's interesting.
It is just my plain old proper name.
Oh, that's
Nan.
Good. That's
right. I had an aunt who wasn't really my aunt, but we called her that, Aunt Nan. So I've heard the name Nan before, but you might think it's short for Nancy. Some people.
All right, Nan, where do you live in Alabama?
I'm in Huntsville.
Okay.
Space country. I bet you guys were excited over all the Artemis II hoopla.
Yes, and so many people here support that. But, yeah, that was really exciting. We were grateful that it went off.
Well, the whole world was watching, and we got to see history being made.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Well, we'd actually already done that before.
Not to the far side of the moon.
They
That's
went further
the farthest
than anybody
they've
else.
Ever done.
Oh, I thought y'all meant Splashdown.
No,
you're talking about the whole trip,
the
like
whole
exactly
trip,
mile
yeah,
for mile,
the whole thing.
We have
but they
together.
Got more right. frequent flyer miles than any astronaut has.
Oh, they can go,
and they were on that launch pad. Nan knows this more than anybody, with all that thousands and thousands of horsepower. When they pop that clutch, oh wow, that is something to behold.
All right, Nan, ask, answer, or both?
I want to do both.
Okay, which one do you want to answer?
The riddle that starts with P and ends with E.
Let me spell it out for you. Nan, yes, it's a riddle. What begins with the letter P, finishes with the letter E, and has over 1,000 letters in it?
Is it the post office?
The post office. Nicely done.
Excellent. Did you have to look that up, or are you a riddle person? How did you know the answer to that?
Riddle person.
Maybe I've heard it before, but I thought, hey, that sounds like the post office.
Good so girl.
I probably have heard it before.
So that is a good, clever...
riddle.
A riddle there. All right, Nan, fire away. What do you got for us?
According to the wise and wonderful Reverend Paul Alexander, who actually married my husband and I or performed the ceremony. He didn't marry us. He performed the ceremony. What is his definition of a teenager?
You want us to tell you your pastor's definition of a teenager?
Yeah, I mean, it could have been, you might have heard it before, I don't know.
It's probably used universally or something like that. So. Yeah, that would be hard for us without reading his mind.
You know, the Scottish name, there's the Scottish word teenager. It means something very bizarre, something that you would think, oh, that describes a teenager, but it's the actual Scottish word. I can't think of what it is right
well,
now.
Well, I can tell you this, Nan. I can characterize what it's like being in the house with a teenage girl. It's like being locked in the trunk of a car with a Wolverine. So
tell us what you really think.
Bada boom.
All
we
right.
don't know. What's the answer?
What's the answer, Nan? You're going to have to tell us, and we'll probably love this and use it.
Okay. His definition is a teenager is either they know it all or you didn't tell them.
They know it all or you didn't tell them.
That's good.
How could they possibly know? That's great. I actually like that.
Yeah. All right, Nan, thank you for calling.
Thank you. Have a great weekend.
From Huntsville, Alabama. You're listening to Trivia Friday. We got about 13 and a half more minutes of edumacation left in this show. When was the last time we did this?
It was before. We need to reset again.
For the last time today, we're going to give our questions that remain
unanswered. Barca.
Barca.
A name meaning thunderbolt or lightning was the family nickname of what famous Carthaginian general, enemy of Rome?
I don't think anybody's going to get this one.
Well, is that the state of our educational system?
Well, yeah.
The enemy of Rome. Okay,
folks? The enemy of Rome.
All right. Second question. Man, we got 13 minutes left, and I got to give these other two questions out.
Give them both, or have you already done it?
I already have. All right, well, I'm just going to give one. How's that?
All right, do that.
Female mosquitoes eat blood. What do males eat? I'm going to save that other one for next week.
I only have one left, but I am going to add one. The first one I've got, what is entomology the study of? What is entomology the study of? And then I'll add one. In the game of chess, which piece has the most freedom to move? You chess players, which has the most freedom to move? You guys play chess?
I have.
I'm more of a tic-tac-toe fella myself.
Tic-tac-toe.
Yeah, or yard darts. Chess, yard darts. Man, you got to be smart, and you got to be able to think two moves ahead.
Yeah, that's why I don't play it as much anymore is I just don't have enough brain power anymore to think two, three, four, five moves ahead.
Who taught you that?
My wife told me that.
Did she tell you that?
She said you just don't have enough brain power anymore. Just take the trash out, and
you need somebody in your life just to be brutally honest, don't you?
Yes.
Huh?
But I gotta have one person.
Yeah.
Brutally
your wife
honest
serves that purpose.
Absolutely.
That's good. You know what?
You can tell that I know my wife does not listen to the show.
Do you have enough brain power to look at this screen to say who's up next?
All right. Wait. Hold on. I got my question.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Y'all ain't forgot about me.
No, I hadn't.
I'm over here.
Yeah,
I did. I forgot about
not
you.
Not a potty plant. All right. Okay, so here are my two questions. What is the fear of heights called? I'm talking about the real word, not, hey, I have the fear of heights, but what is
that? That's their scientific word.
Like somebody's scared of falling off a 30-foot ladder. That's
what is that called?
Yeah.
Yes. So also this question, I'm surprised this one hasn't been answered yet. What popular beverage is made by fermenting apples? Okay, I want to know the answer to that question. Let's go, Ed. Who's next?
All right, now we go to Virginia, and Andy is on the line. Andy, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Thank you.
Well, you're welcome, Andy.
I'm not disappointed. Yeah. I didn't win a T-shirt, but anyway, I knew Wolfgang. But
oh,
Wolfgang,
good, yeah, Wolfgang.
Wolfgang, where do you live in Virginia, Andy?
Glen Allen, just right on the edge of Richmond.
Gotcha.
My son-in-law grew up in Glen Allen, but Glen Allen, Mississippi, in the Mississippi Delta. So I don't know. That Glen Allen fella got around a lot.
Yeah, he's running from the law. If you read his story.
Well, he had that steel where he's making those fermented, taking those fermented apples out there deep in the woods. The revenuers.
Revenuers came.
Andy, ask, answer, or do both?
Both. I'll do both. I've been on here waiting a while, so I came up with a question.
Well,
so,
which one?
The answer to the fermented apples is apple cider.
What popular beverage is made from fermenting apples? Cider.
Apple cider.
And if you are an Andy Griffith fan, you remember the episode when Barney's apple cider turned hard, which means it kept fermenting and turned alcoholic. And he came into work smashed. And there's this and this funny episode where Andy goes, Barney, I forget the word he used, but he's, you know, basically, Barney, you're smashed. What did he say?
Gassed.
Yes. And then he said he was drinking the cider, and Andy smelled of it, and he said, Barney, that cider's turned hard. Anyway.
Hard cider.
I just thought that'd be fascinating for everyone, so I decided to add it. All right.
All right.
Sorry to break the flow of the show.
We get an Andy Griffith deep dive every week, don't we, JJ? I
sure do.
Bert's on here. Ed's on here.
Yeah, that's a good
follow
program.
Follow the Olympic road.
Andy, what's your question for us?
Almost like a cult.
Okay, how many days does it take for a chicken egg to incubate?
Well, first, help us out with this. Which came first, the chicken and the egg, so we can kind of have a reference to go on?
I think we
know that the Lord created the chicken.
Amen. There you go.
You know, egg.
So the question is, how long does it take the egg to
incubate? And here's something that people don't know, Andy. Yeah. If you do not cook those eggs soon enough, those eggs will turn hard. and that's how you get the hard-boiled eggs.
Hard-boiled egg.
Yeah,
right.
I think incubation depends a lot on how their attitude towards life
is.
You know what I'm saying? It's going to be pretty short. I'm going to say 21 days. It might even be shorter than that.
I have zero idea.
I'm just guessing.
My cousin was a chicken psychologist.
when they were afraid of heights,
I can see
or something.
That.
Yeah.
It's an unusual occupation, I know, but
I guess so.
But think about how many millions of chickens and go in our world, and some of them need
help.
Well, when a chicken gets therapy, what does he pay in? Is he paying feed, chicken feed?
Pays with his head.
All right, what about next, Andy? What's the answer?
It is. It's exactly 21 days.
Oh, my
JJ.
Goodness.
The chicken, go, the JJ. Chicken whisperer.
Chicken whisperer.
You're talking about 21 days from just
start to finish?
Look around in your new world. You just look around and you're experiencing new life, and then 21 days later, you're on the dinner table. Is that what you're telling me?
No, not dinner table.
No, this is for
to be born.
Hatch. Yeah.
To be born. Well, some of them end up on the dinner, the breakfast table. You know what I'm saying? Am I right?
Am I right? You say so.
Hey, Andy, thanks. Have a great weekend.
Holding on by my fingernails at this point.
You eat the chicken egg before?
Yes, I have.
Okay, that's what I'm talking about.
Yeah. All right, Andy, thank you.
Yeah, I think we should move on.
We
only got 5 minutes left.
All right, let's go to Louisiana. And Donna. Donna is on the line. Donna, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Good morning. Thank you.
Thank you, Donna. Appreciate it.
Where do you live in Louisiana, Donna?
I live in Natchitoches.
Okay. Well, listen, thanks for calling and listening. Do you want to ask, answer, or both?
I'll do both.
Okay. Which one do you want to answer?
Oh, well, I live in Louisiana, so you know I know about mosquitoes.
Yes,
ma'am.
Oh,
good. All right. So is that the one you want to answer?
It is.
All right. So, Donna, here's the question. Female mosquitoes eat blood. Mm. We all know that.
Yeah. What do the males say it again. Eat? How do you say it? How do you ask a question?
Female mosquitoes eat blood. Ha, ha, ha. What do males eat?
Was that from Willy Wonka?
No. No.
Is that another movie?
It's, well, this is from, that's from
Count Dracula.
Count Dracula. Count Chocula. No.
Something
the
like
Count.
That. Yes,
just the
yes.
Count on Sesame Street.
All right, Donna.
Male mosquitoes eat flower nectar because they need a sugar source.
That's exactly right.
Wow.
They eat nectar.
Way to go.
Wow.
Donna, how did you know that?
I'm from Louisiana.
That's right.
Right.
You know it.
Mosquito expert.
We know these things.
Yes, yes.
You know, if you eat a lot of bananas, they'll come at you more.
That's what I've heard.
Yes. Mm. Yeah, you get the potassium, but there's always a trade-off.
You know, there's the Loch Ness Monster, too, JJ. No, are you serious?
Yes.
That's what they say. That if you eat bananas, they smell it, and they come for your blood.
Now, Donna, say the name of your town again in Louisiana.
Natchitoches.
And the way that's spelled kind of throws people off, and this couple stopped at a McDonald's there where she lives, and they were a little question of how do you pronounce it correctly, and so they asked the clerk. They said, my wife and I are having a discussion here. Will you pronounce where we are? And the girl behind the counter said, McDonald's.
All right, Donna, go ahead. Fire away with your question.
What is the oldest permanent settlement in the Louisiana Purchase?
Okay, wow.
Hey, I think I remember the name of this.
Okay, so
don't say anything, Donna.
Yeah, don't say anything. Let me ask you this question, Donna. Are you talking about after we bought the Louisiana Purchase, or are you saying in the Louisiana Purchase territory?
In the entire Louisiana Purchase territory.
What is the oldest? Okay.
Now, I'm going to sound dumb here. I don't know if Florida with St. Augustine, if that was part of it, but over in Louisiana, I'm going to say the next town up from St. George Island. It starts with an A. I can't remember, but it's Appa something or other. But right up from St. George. But I think it's over. Okay, scratch everything I just said.
I think you're getting your purchases mixed up.
I'm getting my purchases mixed up. I didn't save the receipt after I made my purchase.
No.
I do not know the answer,
all right,
guys.
Tell us, Donna.
I'm say Baton Rouge.
I think this is worth a T-shirt. It's Natchitoches, where I live.
What? We should have used our online detective course. We could have got our money's worth.
Hey, we'll send you a T-shirt,
yes,
Donna.
Yes, ma'am, we will.
We'll send you a Learning University T-shirt. How about that?
Now, the rest of you folks listening, don't try this every week. We're just doing it because Donna's pleasant, and it was a good question. It's the end of the show, okay? So the rest of you, don't try to do it.
It's a way to gain new listeners, Ed. Just scold people.
Just
before we go off the air.
We're not falling for it next week.
Okay.
All right, Donna. Hey, listen.
Get off my lawn, kids.
Donna, I'm going to put you on hold. Cindy will get your information, and then we'll send you a T-shirt, okay? You're a good sport.
That was good.
All right.
Okay, we'll give an answer.
All right. Barca, meaning Thunderbolt Lightning, was the family nickname of what famous Carthaginian general enemy of Rome? Surely you guys know.
No.
Hannibal.
Oh.
Hannibal, Barca.
This question really.
I got that one answered too.
This question really bugs me. What is entomology the study of?
Insects.
Then, in the game of chess, which piece has the most freedom to move?
Queen.
All right. What is the fear of heights called? The technical word, the real word for the fear of heights?
I'll probably kick myself. I don't know.
Acrophobia. Acrophobia.
Wait, acrophobia? I thought that was the fear of having spiders on you while you're real, real high.
Well, that's close. But we'll see you on Monday, everybody. Have a great weekend.